Hello, welcome once again. This is Candid Cast with Lucky Egede, your coach and host on this channel. Remember, if you have been following us, that we have for several weeks now been studying the common financial errors that people make in their early days and they use the rest of their lives to regret. And the goal is to ensure that none of our listeners, our admirers on this channel, we fall victim. You listen for the purpose of taking correction. What we want to study today is that many people in their early days fail to understand debt as leverage. Most people that you find that are rich have used debt as a ladder to climb. When we are talking of leverage, we are talking of something like a ladder that enables you. It gives you speed. It escalates your motion. If you are joining us for the first time, I want you to take this time, click the notification button so that you don't miss any future posting, and also you'll be able to see all that we have posted in the past. We have run this thing for more than 1 year and we have never missed any week. You will have a lot to learn from past episodes. Go back to it. They never expire. Also share to your friends and loved ones, because loving is sharing. When you see something that is of a blessing to you, it is good to let other people also know it. So let's talk about how debt is used by both the rich and the poor. Debt is often viewed negatively, particularly in our environment, the African culture. We were all brought up to understand debt as your enemy. Do not borrow. Then we now added Christianity, where you begin to learn, you shall lend, you shall not borrow. Oh, no man, nothing except love, and so many things like that. But in reality, the type of debt that rich people use are not the debt that we are talking about. There is good debt, there is bad debt. That bad debt is the one God does not want you to go into. It offends God, it offends man, it offends you, the borrower. But the good debt will push you up and make you to be in a position to render better service even to your community and to humanity in general. Debt can be a powerful tool when it is used wisely. So the difference you see between the rich and the poor, it's not in their borrowing, but their attitude to debt. The rich borrows, the poor borrows. But what do they do with it? The mindset, the knowledge of debt, the goals, purpose of borrowing. So let's attempt to break down these various approaches to debt and the lessons that can be learned from it. We look at the life of the rich. They ride on debt to get ahead. And we look at the life of the poor. Debt sinks them. The richest nations in the world are the most indebted nations in the world. USA owes the highest and has grown by it to its position. It's followed by China, which is also the second largest economy in the world, followed by Japan. Then you talk of corporations. The big organizations that you see today did not get there by saving up salaries. No. Apple is heavily indebted, Amazon, Alphabet, which is the parent company of Google. They are all heavily indebted. They ride on debt to get ahead. And today, I'm glad you get to learn how. Even in our climb here, in Africa, the richest man in Africa is the biggest debtor in Africa. So, and that is how it runs generally. So many of these companies owe more than what Nigeria as a country is owing. That's one company owing more than what our country of over 200 million people are owing. You see that Nigeria actually, if we know, understand debt, if we are not borrowing with poor mindset, Nigeria is not owing. But because of the poor mindset, Nigeria is said to be heavily indebted. But if I were to be the president of Nigeria today, I will borrow six times more what Nigeria is owing. And I know what to do with it to turn this country around, because if I say, let us link all state capitals by rail, and you produce onions in Gombe, the thing is in Port Harcourt, is in Lagos, is in Ibadan. The populous places where these things are needed, they are consumed there, and money from those big cities flows back to those rural areas. Nobody will leave Gombe to come and ride Okada in Lagos. No. Because they will look at the type of money that is coming to them in Gombe. They will say, to hell with you in Lagos or Ibadan, I'm not coming. So, it's good to know what you want to do with the debt. The banks play host every day to two sets of people daily. The poor is going to the bank to look for the safest place to keep his money. Don't keep your money at home. It's not safe. Which bank is stronger than the other? At the time, they used to call some banks New Generation Bank and some banks as the strong banks to hold your money. So the poor people are lining up to look for where to keep their money. The rich is also visiting the bank on daily basis, but they go there to borrow what the poor is dropping. So as the poor is depositing the money, the rich is going away with it as debt. He owes the bank. The bank owes the poor. And that's how it is structured. So we now look at, I've mentioned earlier that there is good debt and bad debt. Let me start from the bad debt and what makes the debt to be bad. So if you see people who have limited financial resources, they often use debt as a necessity. They don't borrow by choice. They borrow because they absolutely need it. So they use it to meet their immediate needs of consumption. Somebody wants to buy television. He doesn't have enough money. He borrows money to buy his television. He borrows money to buy clothes. He borrows money to buy furniture. He borrows money to buy even the food that he will eat. You borrow for breakfast. What will happen at lunchtime? So that's why I said this is the type of debt that God says, when he says you shall lend, you shall not borrow. You shall not borrow to buy breakfast, because what will you use to pay? You'll still be hungry at lunchtime. You will go and borrow more. Dinner time will come. So that is not the type of enslavement that is good for you or for anybody whatsoever. They also borrow to cover living expenses. You earn an income that does not cover your lifestyle. So what do? You spend 100,000 naira a month and you are on a salary of 50,000. So you go and borrow, not as a choice. You are compelled to borrow to meet that lifestyle. If they also borrow for emergency, you find somebody is in hospital, people are running from pillar to post. We have somebody in hospital, doctor said they will not treat until we deposit 20,000 naira. And they are going to borrow 20,000 naira, or else that person will lose his life. Those are debt. Tell me, how will these debts be paid? So this type of debt is referred to as bad debt. It comes at prohibitive interest rate because it is a high risk on the part of the lender. The chances of recovery is less than 50%. So you charge heavily for such people. They don't have any cash flow projection, no statement of income on how it is going to be repaid. They are just believing, oh, by grace, we will get money and we will pay it. How? You cannot explain. So if you will get money and you will pay me, why didn't you get the money before now? Is it after you borrow from me that grace will come? You have always had grace and it did not put credit in your account. We need to have planning of our lives. Live below, you know, we have talked about living below your means. It is necessary. Everyone must learn how to live below his means. This approach to debt often leads to a cycle of repayment struggles because the borrowed money doesn't generate any return or income. Over time, it will erode financial stability and make it harder to achieve financial goals. You find that this person finds it gets more difficult by the day, and I will expatiate on this using example of somebody who is working. He picks up a job on a salary of 200,000 naira. He needs 250,000 naira to support his lifestyle. Nobody gave him that lifestyle. Your lifestyle is your choice. So he borrows 50,000 naira at 10% per month. When he receives 200,000 naira at the end of the first month of working, he goes to pay 50,000 naira that he borrowed and the 5,000 naira interest on it. So if you remove that from the 200,000, he's starting the new month with 145,000. And if you keep up the lifestyle of living on 250,000, he will of necessity borrow 105,000 at 10% interest per month. When he receives his salary, he has 105,000 to pay plus 10,500 naira interest on it. So he opens the new month with 84,500. To meet his lifestyle of spending 250,000, he must borrow 165,500. So this person is due for bankruptcy by the fourth month. This is just a clear example of how the poor use debt to run themselves aground and what bad debt is. By the fourth month, you find that he's not able to pay the debt. He becomes a bad person running from pillar to post. On the other hand, the wealthy people tend to view debt as a strategic tool for growth. They use it to leverage, to create wealth by investing in assets that can generate, create further wealth. So when you have wealth created, you need to continue. They keep growing their wealth. And it's amazing to people how these things happen. But there is no magic about it. Let me give you an example of one of the things rich people do with debt. They take loan to invest in real estate, for example. So real estate can either generate rental income or it appreciates over time and you sell it, you make money. The ordinary person that sees a block of 10 flats for sale at 50 million naira per flat, he has 50 million naira. He can buy one flat at 50 million naira and sell it after 1 year for 70 million. And he will celebrate he has made profit. Has he made profit? The answer is yes, he actually made profit. But the rich man seeing 50 million naira per flat, there are 10 flats available. What will he do? He drops his 50 million naira in the bank and asks bank for 500 million. This is my contribution. I want to buy 10 flats. He buys the 10 flats for 500 million, 50 million of his own and 450 million of the bank. At the end of the year, he sells the property for 700 million. He returns to the bank 450 million plus 30% interest, because that's current running interest in Nigeria is 30% per annum. So 30% of the 450 he borrowed is 135 million. So he has to pay bank 585 million. He has sold the property for 700 million. What he has left after removing that is 115 million. Then let's look at the life of these two people now. One person borrowed 450 million to invest in property plus his own 50 million. After paying the bank, he has 115 million naira as his money. The man who did not borrow, after selling, he has 70 million as his money. Two of them started out with 50 million naira. One has closed the year with 70 million, 40% growth. Excellent, that's a good growth. But the man that has leveraged debt has closed the year with 115 million naira, giving him a massive 130% growth. Let them continue this lifestyle for 4 years, 5 years, 6 years. You will find the man that is not borrowing will get superstitious. We all started together. We are doing the same business. How come his own is growing faster than my own? He must be using some magic to force his own to grow. He did not use magic. He just leveraged debt. He used the debt wisely while maintaining a disciplined lifestyle. They also use borrowed funds to invest in entrepreneurship. You want to build a business. A lady who borrows 100,000 naira from Microfinance Bank to start frying akara, that is bean cake by the roadside for sale, will always be better than the one that sits in the house waiting for husband to bring money and solve all the problems. The 100,000 may be taken at 10% per month. And you find that he will turn over this money several times in 1 month. So if he's making 10% at each move and he uses that money 4 times in a month, he would have made 40% in a month and pay bank 10. That person has grown 30% using debt. Another one is waiting. Oh, I wanted to start frying akara, but I have not been able to raise capital. There is no money to do it. That's not the way. You must get started. Number three, the rich also apply debt in stock market investment. Many people who invest in stock, I remember when I was introduced to the stock market in 2003. If I continue to do it with my salary, even if it grows 200% every month, I will go nowhere. So I went to Oceanic Bank and borrowed 5 million naira. That was my turning point. As soon as I started the stock market in 2003, I got to understand it, know how it works, read several books about it, and by 2004, I borrowed 5 million naira from Oceanic Bank to invest in the market. It did not take several months before the 5 million naira was about 50 million naira. And that drew the attention of several banks to start lending to me. I borrowed, I multiplied the money. But many people borrowed and they sank. What is the difference? So some people take money and say your money will start working for you. No, it does not work that way. I sat up late into the night researching the market, getting understanding of how it works. Don't use borrowed money for a business because it is working for your neighbor. No, it does not work that way. Money does not work for those who do not work. So anybody telling you, you go and sleep, money will be working for you. I don't know how true that is, but all I know is that you need to get knowledge, get wisdom, get understanding. These things are very important. Add understanding of what you want to do. This strategy is what we refer to as good debt. By now, I think we understand the difference between the good debt and the bad debt. Careful planning is required. Financial literacy is very important. We have treated that last week. Discipline, personal discipline, you can't ignore it. You can't do without. It's indispensable. So by borrowing at low interest rates and allocating those funds into opportunities that yield higher returns, the rich will always amplify their financial growth, like the person who did 40% a year and the person who did 115% a year in our example. The difference is the debt. So why does the debt come? You know, I mentioned that good debt comes at low interest, but the bad debt comes at very high interest. It has lower risk because you have presented a paper to the lender on what you want to do and how you intend to pay. He has seen that this is not as risky as give me money, I want to buy television. Does your television produce money? You start subscribing to DSTV and to all other things, and your burden will increase. So your ability to pay is even reduced. You are borrowing. When you borrow by choice, you can settle down to negotiate the interest rate and other conditions. Somebody gives you an offer. Well, I will not die if I didn't get this money, but I want to borrow because I want to do leverage. It's not the same as somebody is in hospital, bring money. No. If you don't bring, the person will die. So that is tied to life. You will not negotiate any interest. You just want whoever agrees to lend to you is your savior for that time. In our environment, it is not uncommon to see people borrow money for business and divert the same money into funding lifestyle that is frivolous, flamboyant, and they become unable to pay because we compete with each other over consumption. We make boast of it. How many countries have you visited with borrowed money? You start visiting countries to match up the number of countries your neighbor has visited. Which hall did you use for your birthday? Which hall did you use for your wedding? Where is the hall you use for your burial? You know, halls are now, the entertainment halls are raising prices to become fashionable. You use all of 10 million naira, I use all of 70 million. So I am better than you. That's the way we measure our success in this climb. And it is destructive, I must tell you. These are some of the reasons people are not able to pay back bank loans. I sound this note of caution because we are talking about good debt now. Do not say I'm the one that sent you to go and start borrowing. That you, when you want to borrow to leverage on debt for your growth, debt will kill the ignorant person who borrows to fund a business he knows nothing about. Debt will also kill the undisciplined person who will divert the funds to finance a frivolous lifestyle. You get bank money and you begin to see that your neighbor's car is bigger than your own and you want to show him you can afford a bigger car. No. So debt can be good or bad depending on the mindset of the borrower. As we are rounding off, I will remind you again that the rich mindset uses debt to reach financial goals and grow their wealth. The poor mindset often rely on debt to meet basic needs. The rich is focused on investment and the assets that will pay back the debt. The poor mindset borrows to fund consumption. What do we eat? So when we talk of Nigeria as heavily indebted, it's because we borrow it to fund our foods, to do recurrent expenditure. That's not borrowing. That's a bad debt. A borrowing, taking bad debt. The rich mindset takes long-term view, focusing on future returns, whereas the poor mind often face immediate pressure, leaving little or no room for strategic planning. He doesn't have any plan for what he wants to do. What the rich does with the money he borrows, real estate investment, land banking, you borrow, you buy land in a bush, and over time, you find that development has gotten to the place and the value of the property has skyrocketed. You make money out of it. It will look like you did magic. No. You can also borrow to develop your skill. You are not meant to die as a junior worker because you unfortunately came from parents who are not able to afford higher education for you. No. You can borrow to improve your skill and enhance your capacity to earn. You can borrow to scale up business. You are doing a business, you already know the business, you understand it. But you know that if you have money, like that person who had money to buy one flat, and he knows that if he buys the whole 10, he can make something out of it. You can borrow to do such investment. He's scaling up his business. You can borrow for stock market investment like I did, but I waited to understand it before going into it. Finally, you need to go with these lessons. Understand how to use debt effectively. This is crucial if you are going to attain financial success. Invest in financial education. Learn the difference between good debt and bad debt. I hope that nobody in our audience will forget what bad debt and what good debt. I'm not talking of good debt and bad debt in the accounting books. No. This is financial literacy lesson. What we call good debt in financial literacy and what we call bad debt in financial literacy. So you focus on assets, borrow to invest on things that will grow your wealth. I've mentioned education, I've mentioned real estate, I've mentioned capital market. So much of those helps to grow your money. Then avoid high interest debt. If you're already owing for consumer credit, payday loan, quit. Stop borrowing against payday. When I get my salary, I'll pay you. Like that person earning 200,000 and borrowing 50,000. When I get my salary, I'll pay. It's sinking more and more. In 4 months, it's as good as not existing. Plan and budget. These are very important. Be strategic and ensure you have a solid repayment plan before taking a loan. And as we leave, I will round up with this. The rich and the poor, they view debt differently. And the impact of these approaches is significant. Why debt can burden those unprepared or unaware of its implication, it can also be a stepping stone to financial growth when used prudently. By adopting these principles of leveraging debt wisely, anyone can transform the financial future of himself and his family, and even the nation, because when you are talking of Nigeria as poverty capital of the world, if each and every one of us take these steps to push us out, we will no longer be poverty capital of the world. We will now become a nation of rich people. And as a Nigerian, I am desirous that you become one of the rich in Nigeria, not those who make up the poor population. Thank you for listening as we draw the curtain on the Candid Cast for today. God bless you.